Welcome, everybody. This is the week. Well, actually, this is the fortnightly astrology forecast and cosmic weather with Fiona Edgar and Craig Simpson. And if you want to check out more about Fiona while we're talking, definitely go to fionaedgar.com now, right?
That's right.
Yeah, fionaedgar.com. And then I am Craig from Radiant Creators, and that's just radiantcreators.com. So that is us. And this is July 10th. So we're going to cover the next fortnight. And for you heathen Americans who have no idea what a fortnight is, that's 2 weeks. So Fiona, how are you doing? And what is going on in the sky and for the next fortnight?
Sure. Yeah, I'm doing okay. Doing pretty good. It's been raining very heavily here in Northern Ireland for like the last, I don't know, it seems like forever, but I guess about four or five weeks. It was because we had the eclipses in Cancer, and we also had the Mercury retrograde in Cancer, which is obviously a water sign. So I mentioned to my husband, gee, I think we're going to have a lot of torrential rain with all the stuff going on in water signs. And yeah, I was right. So we're coming out of that now. Thank goodness we've got some sunlight again. Everything is green over here. I guess that's one really good thing about living in a rainy, humid country is that the vegetation really seems to flourish. And we live in a green and pleasant land. So this week, let's see what's going on in the astrology. So tomorrow, Chiron goes retrograde. Chiron is a minor planet, and it represents our wounds, our ability to heal those wounds. And when it goes retrograde, we get a chance to review a situation in our lives that we didn't get quite right the first time. So this could be something that's hindering your spiritual growth or your happiness. And we will get a chance to review that. Retrogrades do take the pressure off when it involves a planet that is towards the outer of the solar system. So don't worry too much about it. It's not going to be as intense as Mercury retrograde or Venus retrograde. So Mercury goes direct on the 12th of July. Yay, thank goodness.
Yes.
Let's praise the gods, have a party. We've been through the ringer like for the past couple of months with Venus and Mercury and all of that. So I'm glad that it's going direct. I didn't find it to be that difficult, this Mercury retrograde. I actually find a lot of it to be pretty nice, but I guess that is in comparison to Venus retrograde, which was hideous. So anything's better than that. Thank goodness we don't have to go through that again for a while. So just remember that when Mercury stations direct, the energy is a bit wonky for a while. So especially for like the first week when it's in the shadow period, it is technically in the shadow period for about 2 weeks afterwards. But really, I only feel it for like the first week. It can feel a bit like Mercury retrograde is intensifying, but just try to go with the flow. Remember that your electronics will still be vulnerable. Your car communications may still be a little bit difficult. So just try and take it easy. Also on that day, on the 12th, the sun is in positive aspect to Neptune. This is a good day for creativity, for meditation, anything that involves spirituality, artwork, movies, fiction, all of that good stuff. So there isn't really much going on there for the next couple of days until the 14th of July, when the sun opposes Jupiter and Mars is conjunct Chiron, both in the same day. So when the sun opposes Jupiter, it's not really a bad aspect. Jupiter is a benefic planet, so even the most harsh squares aren't going to be a huge disaster. It may blow some situation out of proportion. So just be mindful on that day of the potential for silly arguments that get out of control, or maybe taking on too much, maybe going a little crazy with your credit card. Try and kind of rein it in on that day, because you may be more prone to going to excess. With the Mars conjunct Chiron, there may be some silly argument that crops up, or it could be a healing aspect if it's making good aspects to your chart. So you may make up with someone after, you know, a nasty argument or whatever. The day after, the Sun opposes Pluto. So some kind of, I mean, that's a short transit. It's really only in effect for about a day, so it's nothing to worry about. But when the Sun opposes Pluto, someone may be overly controlling. So a husband or your wife or your boss, there's someone that's kind of trying to bend you to their will and maybe push your boundaries a little. So just be aware of that happening on the 15th. So there's honestly nothing much going on then until the 20th, July 20th, and that's when we have the new moon in Cancer. So it's the second new moon in Cancer that we've had. So new moon in Cancer is all about a new beginning in terms of emotions. It's a new emotional cycle. Obviously our emotions will be more heightened on that day. Cancer is a super emotional sign. It's hard to keep anything in. Cancerians are not good at having a poker face or pretending that everything's okay when it isn't. They have to speak their minds. So we will all be a little bit more Cancerian around the 20th. This new moon is opposite Saturn and opposite Pluto, actually. So it may be a little bit icky. The effects of a new moon last for about 2 weeks. So when a new moon is opposite Saturn, we may be faced with someone that tries to block our plans, or it may be some kind of blockage that we manifest ourselves, maybe a lack of confidence. Maybe we're second-guessing something that we plan to do, and we're feeling the fear. So it's okay to wait for a little while until the energy of that new moon passes. It does look a bit difficult, but nothing huge to worry about there. So on the 21st of July, Mercury squares Chiron. So Mercury is in Cancer and Chiron is in Aries. That to me looks a lot like hurt feelings. Some kind of conversation that ends up with, you know, kind of going wrong and someone is upset, or the actions of one person affect the other. But it's more to do with person A not really realizing what how their decisions affect other people. So the next aspects that we have are on July 22nd. So Mercury is in sextile to Uranus, which makes it a good day for talking things over, brainstorming, coming up with good ideas. The Sun enters Leo on July 22nd. I love Leo season. It's my favorite time of the year. So Leo is a fixed fire sign. We will all be feeling a little bit more Leo. Our confidence will be higher. We'll be feeling more motivated to reach our goals. We'll be coming out of that kind of emotional, watery, Cancerian, overly sensitive type of energy. It's just a better time that's coming. And that's pretty much it for the next 2 weeks. So the main thing that's going on is that new moon in Cancer. But apart from that, it looks pretty straightforward.
That's nice. Yeah, new moon in Cancer. So a little emotional, of course, but I like the idea, not the idea, I guess the reality of Sun entering Leo there on the 22nd, you said, because so we've been through this Mercury retrograde where it was easier for you, but like over here in Arizona, it was just rough. It was tough, this one, but mainly just it felt like, and I'm so glad it's almost over. I can take the little tail end of it. Oh my gosh. I'm so happy that Mercury retrograde is almost over, especially since we had, you know, Venus retrograde and Mercury retrograde happening at the same time. Mm. I mean, so you know, for me, it really was a great, got some rewards out of Mercury retrograde because it does happen, but it really was, it's really been a test of, it seems like sometimes during Mercury retrograde, you have to show the universe or Mercury, whatever, that you mean business. And if you just keep at it, it really felt like the last, I don't know, 2 weeks maybe, or a week, or towards the end of this, it's been a little bit of a passionless life. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is just things that I enjoy doing, things that I'm doing, they're exciting. I like doing them, you know, but it's just been a little bit mechanical. And I've had to just keep trudging on, just going, you know what? Okay, I'm going to, like, we have some cool interviews coming up, and I've just been like, whatever, I'll just do it. It's been really hard to get like any pizzazz going, but it's really been wonderful at the same time, because, you know, sometimes you learn a lot when you're just, I don't know, you just trudge along. It is just, you go, I know Mercury has just gotten me a little bit down. I feel tired. I'm doing these things that I usually like doing and I still like it, but there's just no passion. But, you know,
yeah,
it really helps you, I don't know, learn why you do things. It's been a great Mercury retrograde, but also, man, it's been like, just as far as having charisma or excitement, I've been dragging the boat anchor. Yeah, I'm telling you. I've been just dragging. So I'm so glad it's almost over. Yeah, and like you said, sun going into Leo on the 22nd, I welcome that. Let's just get rid of this dirge, this saga of crap energy that we've been dealing with. I mean, let's go. So I'm very happy. Thank heavens we're getting some nice Leo sunlight coming in.
Yeah, I mean, if I remember correctly, Mercury was going retrograde in your 12th house, isn't that right?
Oh, let's see. It was what house did it? What sign did it go? Got to go retrograde in?
So you have Cancer rising?
Cancer rising, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I'm pretty sure then, because it was Mercury retrograde in Cancer, I think it was in your 12th house.
I think so. Well, my ascendant, is Cancer, I believe. So
yeah. Yeah, that would be your 12th house and possibly your first, but my intuition tells me it was your 12th house. So that kind of explains your lack of motivation. That, you know, the 12th house is where you kind of want to be alone and you don't want to be bothered with like other people. You just want to chill, and any kind of external busyness or stimuli kind of really gets to you. So I guess from tomorrow or the day after, you'll be feeling more motivated, and especially when we go into Leo season.
I'm looking forward to it. You know, until then, I'll just keep drinking and, you know, and we'll all get through this.
Wow. I mean, it's been a bit of a drag. Like when planets are retrograde, personal planets are in retrograde, we do feel that it's kind of like trying to walk through quicksand. There's that energy that just drags. It's hard to get anything done. It's hard to get motivated. I think I drank like 6 espressos today, and I still felt tired. They had like no effect whatsoever. But, you know, some positive stuff always comes out of the retrograde period, whether you realize it or not. I had massive breakthroughs with my health over this Venus and Mercury retrograde. And like, I'm feeling so much better now than I have done, I guess, in about 2 years, just from following traditional Chinese medicine practices, tweaking my diet a bit, taking, you know, appropriate herbs. So I'm really glad that these retrogrades give me a chance to review my health practices.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm glad you got some rewards. I feel like I got some rewards too. I picked up a bunch of just new skills, new things I want to learn. Just so it was a struggle, but during that struggle, definitely just some great synchronicities happened. Just some directions kind of fell in my lap of things I'd like to do, you know, some profitable, which is nice. And so, yeah, it's funny, you know, that's a great thing to remind people to do, you know, look at when Mercury retrograde started And now look that it's, well, ending technically as far, you know, going direct on the 12th. We know we have the shadow periods, but if you look at just when it's been, you know, retrograded, now that it's going direct, if you look at that on the calendar and just note, hey, you know, what happened? Because maybe it's been a drag, maybe you didn't notice it, but you might review that time and just think, wow, you know, what came of that? And you might find that even if you've been dragging, like for me, definitely dragging, I go, well, I really can't complain. Sure, maybe I was a little bit lackluster, but some great new insights came and some just life direction. So I got a lot of blessings, you know, but I was dragging that boat anchor. I was dragging that boat anchor the whole damn time. I'll be glad to pull that thing back in.
Yeah.
So how are the cards looking?
Cards look good. They do. My husband pulled them this week.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, hubby picked them. As always, we got the 10 of cups, which like seems to just appear every 2 weeks when we pull these cards. So he picked three, and the three that he got was the emperor, the star, and the queen of swords. So the emperor is a card. It can sometimes indicate a father or a father figure, an older man who has a lot of control and authority over his own life, a business owner, someone that it has authority over other people. It's also about being disciplined in your life. So what do you have to do to be able to have ultimate control over your own life? Do you want to be self-employed? Do you want a promotion? Follow the lead of the emperor to get to your goals. So the card after that, the star, really good card. The star is all about the calm after the storm. It's about the light at the end of the tunnel, things returning to a happy state after a period of just chaos, which was the retrograde that we just came through. The Queen of Swords is a woman who is logical, left-brained, can be an air sign, Gemini, Aquarius, or Libra. It's I'm using my Game of Thrones deck here, so she shows up as Cersei. Cersei takes no crap from anyone. So all of these cards together, they to me kind of indicate the balance within a marriage, actually, the balance of a woman who had lost sight of her emotions, or she became cold and maybe overly harsh. The star is combining these two, this emperor man with this queen of swords. So they find a balance. They both seem to be people that have a lot of authority, strong opinions, very stubborn, both of them, but they found a balance throughout these retrogrades where they can share power within their family and work together. And the cards that fell out of the deck kind of just reinforce that. It's the Lovers and the Ten of Cups. So this is a really good reading for anyone that's been having relationship issues. It's all about the rekindling of love and romance and returning to a happy home life after a period of just chaos and, you know, one thing after another and arguments and this happening and that happening. And it's just about a return to happiness for this couple, whoever they are.
Well, I'm glad they're going to make it. All things are good. Well, that's some great energy. I mean, those are great cards, and it's nice. I mean, it's definitely a new time for skills for me, or a time for new skills for me. I like the Emperor. That you pulled the Emperor, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I've always thought of him as a bit of a, yeah, very, very rule based, but definitely in a way kind of a craftsman, kind of a, you know, for me, it seems to be showing up as a bit of some new vocations, some new disciplines, some new skills that are going to be very good for me. So I think the Emperor is definitely speaking to me. And who doesn't like the Ten of Cups? I'll take it any day. And the Lovers, hey, come on, you know?
Yeah.
So with all of that, cosmic energy for the coming fortnight. You know, I would just, you know, one thing I'd have to throw out there is just intuitively, it's kind of obvious that the, I'll call it the empire, the globalists, the bad guys, you know, they want their second wave. They're not letting this go, you know. And here in America, we're still having like lots of, we still have somewhat violent protesting. It's kind of slowed down, but it hasn't. So anyway, the craziness of protest is not exactly over here. And definitely we have the Bill Gates crew and all that. They're not going to give up on their pandemic. They're very, they want it, you know, they're not giving up. So who knows how long, who knows if we'll have a second wave or who knows when exactly it will happen. But I would just, you know, intuitively mention to people, just don't look at the news too much. Don't look at the media too much, because it's almost, to me, I'll ask you how you feel about it too. It's like, there's too much going on. I really can't predict intuitively, you know, or even really feel what's going to happen next. So I'm just pulled into my now, into my moment, into my life, into the sweetness of life, just living every day, experiencing it fully if I can, doing things that interest me. Because really, every day that you truly experience life, that you enjoy it, that you connect to that sweetness of life, you cheat the empire. You cheat death. You know what I mean? It's like, not today, death, you know, like talking about Game of Thrones. And so I just feel that it's almost like you can kind of feel this impending, like the empire wants to pounce again and get us all locked down again, et cetera. You know, the globalists are making their moves. They want they're after world domination, as they always have been. But I don't know. I really cannot predict the future, but I definitely, I'm not looking at it. I'm really going to cheat, like, not today, death, every day. I'm going to live. I'm living today. I can't take anymore. I can't look at the world.
Yeah.
I'm just keeping it in this house, and I'm not looking out there, because honestly, it's too much of a rough sea to even be able to see where I'm going, what's happening out there. So I'm just detaching a bit from it. That might be Mercury retrograde speaking, but anyway, that's about the best I can do for cosmic weather, because it's so turgid and crazy out there that who can even, I don't even know what to make of it.
Yeah. I mean, I've been feeling the same way, honestly. I've been trying to stay away from social media because I'm just finding it too negative at the moment. And yeah, maybe it is this like Mercury retrograde in Cancer making us feel a little bit more emotional and vulnerable that way. But personally, I've just been reading actually a lot of fiction, taking pleasure in that kind of positive and healthy escapism. I've been reading the Last Kingdom series about Saxon, Anglo-Saxon and Viking England, which has been really, really good. But yeah, I'm trying to stay away from the whole drama thing. There's nothing that I can do about it, really, so there's no point in sending my anxiety levels through the roof every day by focusing on all of this. I will say that if there is going to be a inverted commas second wave or quarantine, it's likely to happen in September. That doesn't mean for sure that it is going to happen, but that's when Saturn and Pluto go direct. So in the meantime, I think we should just relax and enjoy the summer.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think this is that's my impending feeling. It's like, embrace the now, embrace the sweetness of life, you know, wherever an individual might find it. Don't forget to take time for that. You know, whether it's time in nature, time with family, time for oneself, a mix of all of that, you know, hiking, reading, you know, exercising, whatever it is for the individual, really, you know, take some time to, you connect with that sweetness of life, that experience of life, and then you really won't worry about what the globalists are going to do next, because you live today, you cheated death, and I mean, you won. And that's really all you can do, is you can win this day. And if you did, you won, you know, take tomorrow when it gets here. Yeah.
Yeah, and there's still so much beauty in the world, so let's not forget about that. There's art, you know, nature in itself is a miracle. Just go outside and look at the trees, some wildlife, the flowers. It's just, you know, let's not lose focus of those things as well.
Definitely. And, you know, there's a little, someone that we interviewed recently, Masaki, an incredible character. And he likes to mention that if you're listening to this, if you're listening to, you know, Fiona, if you're listening to Radiant Creators, if you're listening to, you know, the more eclectic stuff out there, that there's a very good chance that you started doing your work when you were born. Your life's always been a little bit different. And you've kind of been through the slings and arrows. You've evolved quite a lot. And you're going to be a week, a day, an hour, whatever it needs to be, ahead of everyone else, year, whatever. You're going to be ahead of kind of the herd. And, you know, your work to do is really your work, your internal work. So just, you know, definitely, yeah, appreciate the beauty of life. You know, and that way you can be available to your purpose. You're not just reactionary in life. So yeah, after these retrograde planets, if everybody feels a little bit beat up, well, you know, you're definitely probably coming from your inner authority, your inner source, a lot more so than you were before. And I think I just wanted to also mention, definitely have compassion for people out there, because you've already been beat up a lot in life because you've been on this intense, you know, awareness, awakening path. You've been chasing after wisdom. Maybe you've gotten a little bit more this lifetime. And the thing is, just realize that the rest of the world, a lot of people, they got this huge bomb dropped on them. There's like pandemics, there's civil unrest, there's, you know, like us, the Supreme Court here in America gave away half of the state back to the American Indians, which is like, oh crap, you know, whoa, it's just like, that's pretty heavy if you live on the wrong side of the state. Oh my God, you know, and we have, you know, it really seems like you've got, I'll call it the empire, people can call it the globalists, whatever works, you know, but they are just messing with us hard time, messing with us big time. And, but we have an internal authority, an internal presence, a place that we can come from where we just sort of can surf through it and handle it. And none of this like stuff's really new to us, you know, but for a lot of the world, it really is. And they just had these big bombs dropped on them. They're like, wait a second, you know, I think I'm starting to get this feeling like maybe the government's trying to kill us. It's like, oh, yeah. Like ever since the beginning of any organized civilization, that's been the case. I'm glad you caught up, you know. And for us, that's like, well, of course, right? Well, what else is it for? It's what it does, you know. But for them, that's a big bomb that just got dropped on them, you know. So, you know, do realize that people are going through a lot of, I mean, introspection that maybe they never even asked for, don't want, and can't handle. So, you know, I definitely have my compassion for the people who are walking around in shell shock, because I noticed that, you know, it's a lot of people are in shell shock here, especially like here in America, lots of shell shock. And then we have, you know, our racial issues are, unfortunately, I don't know how to put it, but it is sad to see in our country some of the, you know, like as I walk through the stores, usually everyone, you kind of like make eye contact and you nod, you kind of, you acknowledge people as you go by. And now we have people really not doing that. There's just a lot of intensity out there. So, you know, I feel like we have an incredible advantage. So, you know, make yourself strong, get in that internal authority, meditate, connect to that sweetness of life, and just have compassion for other people, because, you know, there's work for you to do, definitely, to help the big picture, but it's going to come from your connection to your source, and whatever you're supposed to do, it you're doing it, it'll pop up. You know, don't try to save the world. It's not for you. It's not yours to save. Mm-hmm. You know, well, I mean, is there anything else?
Not really. I mean, I do feel compassion for you guys over there, because what you're experiencing is something that my own country struggled through for 40 years. You know, a citizen of this country being suspicious of people that they walk past in the street. They didn't know if they were their enemy. So, try and avoid that as much as possible over there. You know, I lived over in the States for a while. I lived in St. Louis and then more briefly in Detroit. And I never had any issues over there. I love to live there. So it's sad to see, you know, the stuff that's going on, but the ordinary people can't let these globalists make them feel that their neighbor is their enemy. So just try and avoid that as much as possible. Just realize that, you know, even if someone has a different color of skin, they are just the same as you. They're just trying to get by. They're just trying to raise their families and to be happy and be at peace.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the thing. If you know that to be the case, then if an individual knows that to be true, then that's, you know, radiate that, you know, be that energy, because, you know, unfortunately we have a good percentage of the population who, you know, they don't know that. You know what I mean? And so they're just coming from a very suspicious and negative place. And, you know, there's less racial harmony now than we had before this started and such. And so, you know, yeah. A lot of people are totally, I mean, their experience is the game. Their experience is what the mainstream media tells them. Their experience is, I want to say it respectfully, but it's mundane, mm-hmm. You know, so they don't. So yeah, as you walk through the great disharmony, you know, just be that peaceful place. Maybe that place where maybe you're that person that feels to others like they can nod to you and look you in the eyes. And yeah, do that, you know. Well, yep. This has been a great chat, you know. I'm so glad we could get together and do our fortnightly astrology, yes. and cosmic weather and just catching up. And check out FionaEdgar.com. Check out RadiantCreators.com. We do this every fortnight. That's 2 weeks for you American heathens who don't know what that is. And we will see you again in another fortnight.
We will. Yeah. Nice to talk to you, Craig.
Oh, great to talk to you, Fiona. And I will get this up and free to download in the spiffy.
Okie dokie.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See you later. Bye.